Thank you. Welcome back. It's 7 minutes past the hour, and it is my pleasure to welcome back Dr. Renee Bullock Palmer. This is Deborah Heart and Lung Center presents Dr. Renee Bullock Palmer. And let me tell you a little bit about our very, very great doctor. Dr. Renee Bullock Palmer is a cardiologist and is board certified in cardiovascular disease, nuclear cardiology, adult congenital heart disease, cardiovascular computed tomography, and adult echocardiography. Wow. Dr. Bullock Palmer earned her medical degree from the University of the West Indies Faculty of Medical Centers in Kingston, Jamaica. After medical school, Dr. Bullock Palmer completed a residency in internal medicine and fellowship in cardiology at Sunny Downstate Medical Center College of Medicine in Brooklyn, New York. And she also completed a fellowship in advanced cardiac imaging at St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital Center of Columbia University in New York. Dr. Palmer's special interests include women's heart disease, cardiac imaging, and more. She has participated in many clinical research projects and authored numerous articles in peer-reviewed medical journals. And Dr. Renee Bullock Palmer, I mentioned, cardiologist, also the director of Women's Heart Center at Deborah Heart and Lung Center and the director of non-invasive cardiac imaging. Dr. Bullock Palmer, welcome. How are you? And happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays to you, Harry. And thank you so much for the invitation.
Oh, it's my honor to always present you, Dr. Bullock Palmer. And I think a lot of people think about, oh my gosh, nothing bad happens at the holidays. I mean, it's happy time and, you know, what could go wrong? But there is a holiday heart syndrome, isn't there?
Right. Yes, exactly. So this is quite interesting. You know, the holiday heart syndrome is basically what happens is that with binge alcohol drinking, that sometimes, you know, we tend to partake in during the holidays, that may set people up into developing an irregular heart rate called atrial fibrillation. So that's basically what this whole syndrome is about. And I know we're going to ask a couple more questions about it later.
Without a doubt. And what causes holiday heart syndrome?
So it's really alcohol, binge alcohol, usually large amounts of alcohol. So, you know, alcohol actually is not good for the heart, especially in large consumption. It tends to cause, you know, rapid heart rate. It can cause the blood pressure to go up. And what tends to happen is after a binge of alcohol, all of these things may occur, and that may set you up to have this syndrome.
A reminder for our listeners, and anytime you need this, please use me as your human Rolodex, and I will get you this information. But to schedule an appointment at Deborah Heart and Lung Center, it is simple to do. If you use digital devices and you prefer to do it that way, or through your smartphone or iPad, laptop, desktop, through any type of digital device, simply go to demanddeborah.org, and you will see, you can't miss it. You will see the speed button tab to be able to go to the scheduling area of the website. If you want to call and you want to speak to a staff member at Deborah Heart and Lung Center, call 609-621-2080. If you're driving or you're not able to write that down right now, I will give it a number of more times during the half hour that we're going to be spending with Dr. Renee Bullock Palmer. And we're talking about holiday heart syndrome. What are the symptoms? So if somebody listening doesn't realize it, maybe this will instruct them, you know, what to keep an eye out for. What are the symptoms of holiday heart syndrome?
Right. So the primary symptom mainly is palpitations, like feeling a skipping of your heartbeat or feeling your heart racing. For some patients, they may feel fatigued, they may feel tired. Shortness of breath may occur as well, and even chest pain. So it can range from, you know, rapid heart rate all the way to chest pain, fatigue, and shortness of breath.
Is holiday heart syndrome serious? And how long, two-part question, how long does it last?
Right. So, you know, it is serious in the fact that it is primarily caused by atrial fibrillation, which is an irregular heart rate. And that in and of itself can set you up to have things like having clots in the heart that can then break off and go to other areas of the body, such as the brain, to cause a stroke. Sometimes it can go to the limbs. It can cause, you know, like a cold leg, and, you know, gangrene at the really late stages of that. And it can even cause to go to the blood vessels that supply the gut and can cause, you know, belly pains and can cause critical issues with the gut. So it's a serious condition because of the ramifications of you know, atrial fibrillation. So it should be taken seriously. And I think in terms of, what was the second part, Harry? Sorry.
That's quite all right, because I gave you the two-part question, which is always tricky.
Yeah.
How long does it last?
Right. So the duration can vary. For some people, they may be in and out of the irregular heart rate, AFib. And for some people, they may stay in it. So, and some people, they may not even know they're in AFib, right? So it can last from a few seconds to minutes to as long as days, weeks. So it can vary.
And for those listening and wondering, do the holidays cause heart attacks? I mean, is it that it's this major holiday? Could it happen at 4th of July, at Christmas, Easter? Do the holidays cause the heart attacks?
Yes, so I think, you know, the holidays, per se, of course, do not cause the heart attacks. But I think, you know, the environment, the stress associated with the end of year events, you know, also sometimes not watching what we're normally eating, not being very careful about our diet. And of course, you know, being a little bit more active, running around, trying to shop here and there. So those are some of the things that can set you up to trigger a heart attack. So of course, you know, if you have an underlying condition such as a blocked artery that you're not aware of, can manifest during a holiday because of increased stress. And of course, not eating healthily, eating high sodium foods, the blood pressure going up, putting extra strain on the heart. Also, as we mentioned, binge drinking with alcohol can cause a rapid heart rate. So all of those things can then put an extra workload on the heart and can then trigger a heart attack. So usually this time of the year, December leading into February, March, the winter time, is usually the busiest time for cardiologists because unfortunately, that's when we see a very high uptake in heart attacks because of these, you know, many factors that I mentioned. And sometimes people travel, they forget to take their medications. They sometimes can't bother to take their medications because they're so caught up in everything. So it's, I think a lot of those, you know, factors all add up and can lead to trigger a heart attack.
Very thorough. Very important. We are visiting on Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents this half hour with Dr. Renee Bullock-Palmer, cardiologist, director of the Women's Heart Center and director of non-invasive cardiac imaging at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. The topic this half hour on Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents is holiday heart syndrome, and we'll continue with that in just a moment. I just want to advise everyone to schedule an appointment at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. Simply call 609-621-2080. Many do these things now digitally, and don't worry about making phone calls. Simple to do. DemandDeborah.org. 609-621-2080 or DemandDeborah.org. Again, the topic this half hour on Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents, Dr. Renee Bullock-Palmer, is holiday heart syndrome. And our next important question for Dr. Bullock-Palmer, what are the heart attack warning signs and symptoms?
Right. So the heart attack, you know, warning signs, you know, the primary one is chest pain. And I sort of hesitate to use the word pain because sometimes people do not perceive other symptoms of the chest as being a problem, like chest pressure. So chest pressure, chest heaviness, feeling like someone is sitting on the chest, chest tightness, those are some of the symptoms. And in fact, those descriptors that I just gave are actually more concerning to us as cardiologists when someone presents to us with chest pain, quote-unquote chest pain. So that's one symptom. And the other symptoms that may occur would be like shortness of breath, fatigue. So if you find that, you know, last month you could easily run out to the mailbox and collect your mail, now it's a struggle because you're having that, you know, shortness of breath, or you can't climb a flight of stairs where last month or last year you could. Those are some of the warning signs. Sometimes things such as even palpitations can present. So it varies quite a bit, but I would say chest pain primarily and shortness of breath, fatigue.
We are going to take our one and only break during Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents. We'll do that right now. We'll be back in just a little bit as Dr. Renee Bullock-Palmer, cardiologist, director of the Women's Heart Center, and director of non-invasive cardiac imaging at Deborah Heart and Lung Center, tackles the topic, very timely topic, with Christmas less than 2 weeks away, holiday heart syndrome. Hard to believe. Basically, 2 weeks left in this entire year. It has flown by. Much more important content with Dr. Bullock Palmer right after this. We continue with Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents. Dr. Renee Bullock Palmer, cardiologist, and I mentioned also the director of Women's Heart Center and the director of non-invasive cardiac imaging at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. And to make an appointment, you can go digitally on the website demanddeborah.org, and then you will see the hyperlink that will take you right to scheduling an appointment. You can't miss it. It's right there, impossible to miss. And then you can also call, if you prefer, to speak to a staff member, 609-621-2080, to make an appointment. And the topic this half hour on Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents, Dr. Renee Bullock Palmer, is holiday heart syndrome. If you were with us right before the break, and if you missed any of the first half, please, when the podcast is uploaded, download it, because there's potential life-saving information here about symptoms and all kinds of things relative to holiday heart syndrome. And when we last left you before the break, Dr. Bullock Palmer talked about the heart attack warning signs and the symptoms, and it really makes me want to ask the follow-up. Are these signs and symptoms different with men versus women, Dr. Bullock Palmer?
Yes, so I think, you know, the common misconception is that women do not present usually with chest pain, but actually we have found that that's incorrect. Women are just as likely to present similar to men with chest pain. The difference, however, is that women usually have other associated symptoms such as palpitations, fatigue, shortness of breath, sometimes even back pain. So when they present to us in the clinic or, you know, at the hospital, oftentimes, sometimes this other symptoms they may verbalize to you more often, but then you also have to specifically ask, are you having any chest symptoms whatsoever, be it chest tightness, chest heaviness, because you'd be surprised that the patients will come in, oh, doc, I'm not feeling well, I'm having a shortness of breath, I'm having palpitations. And then towards the end of the visit, oh yes, I'm having this, like, feeling like someone is sitting in my chest. And so sometimes we really have to dig deep. You really have to spend time to ask the important questions and allow the patient to speak in terms of describing how they're feeling. Because if attention is not paid to that, sometimes it can be missed. And unfortunately, that can lead to missed diagnosis and misdiagnosis, right? So it's very important that we spend time and really allow patients to express how they're feeling and really getting those symptoms out of the box.
This one, I think, is going to be interesting for our listeners as well, Dr. Bullock Palmer, because obviously we're getting to the colder weather and winter's around the corner. We've been below freezing for a number of days, some places in the low 20s and, you know, so on and so forth. Does cold weather affect the heart?
Right. So the short answer is that yes, it can. There have been studies that have shown that with the colder weather, there's a drop in the barometric pressure, and sometimes that can cause an extra strain on the heart. So that may also have some contributing factors to why we see usually a lot of patients coming in with heart attacks during that time. But I wouldn't say it's a major cause for heart attack. I think it's one of the causes. But in addition to that, oftentimes with cold weather, we might bring ice storms or snowstorms, and we end up having to shovel snow. We have to dig ourselves out. And sometimes that combination of the drop in the barometric pressure, that extra exertion that you're doing to shovel the snow, if you have an underlying cardiac issue or blockage, then, you know, definitely that can be a setup to then have a heart attack. So, you know, I oftentimes tell my patients, especially if you have known heart disease, don't get adventurous and try shoveling yourself out of the snow by yourself. Get help. Preferably if you could have someone do it for you. You know, if you have to go out and, you know, you're taking an aspirin, and sometimes if it's, you know, and I'll tell the audience to check with their doctors if this is okay before doing this, but I'll sometimes tell my patients to take an extra aspirin, baby aspirin, before going out to shovel the snow. But preferably, I would prefer that, you know, they get help to do that, because, you know, you really don't want to end up trying to do it, you know, shoveling yourself out, and then before you know it, you're in a hospital with a heart attack.
You know, I'm so happy. I shouldn't say I'm happy. I think it's so important, is what I meant to say, that you brought up the shoveling snow, for example, because I think people sometimes confuse what they used to be able to do with what they shouldn't do now. And that shoveling of snow, it is very physical, and you can think that it's not a big deal. Oh, it's so light, I'm just going to push it out of the way. But that can really catch up with someone, can it?
Absolutely, definitely.
Glad you mentioned that. For people traveling during the holidays, is it safe to fly with a heart condition?
So, of course, in everyone's situation is unique. So, for the audience, I would say check with your doctors individually for your own sake. But for generally speaking, you know, if you have had a heart attack, you're not treated with your heart attack, you're post therapy, you've recovered from your surgery, it's generally safe to travel. What I always caution my patients to do is make sure to pack your medications and make sure they're packed in the luggage you're taking with you on the cabin of the plane. Because the last thing you want to do is to pack them in your suitcase, you have checked in your suitcase, and then you get delayed and the suitcase ends up in another city. Yeah. And you're off your meds, right? So make sure to pack them with you in your purse or, you know, your luggage on in the cabin. The second thing is to, you know, especially if you're going to be going away for a long period of time, make sure that you follow up on your refills for your medications. If you know you're going to be going on a two-week trip, check your pill bottles, make sure that you have enough medications with you during that time. If you do have any, you know, devices like a pacemaker, defibrillator, for stents, we sometimes give our patients the ID cards associated with that device. It's important to take it with you. There are some devices that when you're going through the TSA checkpoints, you have to let them know that you have a device in. They may have to screen you differently. It depends on what type of device you have. So it's very important that you take that card with you if you have it. It can't hurt to know wherever you're going to go, your destination, where it's in an emergency room, because, you know, heaven forbid, you may need that care. So those are some of the things that, you know, you want to be mindful of when you're traveling. Of course, people have to live. They have to see their loved ones. So, you know, we can't tell people not to travel. I mean, you just have to do it sensibly.
I want to go back to the very beginning. If any of our listeners joined In Progress and they're hearing holiday heart syndrome, what's going on here? What is this? I never heard of holiday heart syndrome. What is holiday heart syndrome?
Right. So as I mentioned, it's usually it happens when an irregular heart rate such as AFib is triggered by a binge in alcohol. So that binge in alcohol can cause you to then, you know, develop AFib and irregular heart rate.
Does the act of overeating, if you just gorged, because obviously during the holiday season you go to parties, you have, you know, big meals, does the act of like really gorging, can that bring on a heart attack?
Yeah, so, you know, definitely if you're not being very careful about what you're eating. You know, high sodium meals can definitely, especially if you have a history of heart failure, a weak heart muscle, that extra sodium content can drive up that blood pressure. And because the blood pressure, when it's high, the blood cannot move forward from the heart. It gets backed up into the lungs. It can send you into fluid overload and heart failure, and can even lead to a heart attack in some cases. So, you know, you have to be very mindful of what you're eating. And of course, you know, watching your portions, making sure not to overeat. I know it's difficult to practice this sometimes, but, you know, just, you know, it can't hurt. Just take a little bit of everything if that's what you desire, but not, it's very, very important not to overindulge.
To make an appointment at Deborah Heart and Lung Center on the web, demanddeborah.org, or you can call 609 609- 609-621-2080. That's 609-621-2080 to make an appointment. We're visiting with Dr. Renee Bullock-Palmer, cardiologist from Deborah Heart Lung Center, the director of the Women's Heart Center and the director of non-invasive cardiac imaging at Deborah Heart Lung Center. Time for one last question in today's visit, which has just flown by, but such important content, Dr. Bullock-Palmer, that you shared. Share any tips that you can recommend to keep people listening right now heart healthy during the holidays.
Right. So, you know, I think, you know, the holidays are supposed to be a happy time. So make sure that, you know, you spend time with your loved ones and, you know, just go about things, you know, sensibly with your medications, making sure to take your medications at your usual times, not to be thrown off by the holidays. And, you know, try to keep up your activity with exercise. I think sometimes it's very hard when we get so caught up in everything with the holidays, we forget to keep up with our healthy habits. So even going for a walk, and you know, especially if you're traveling away, you may not have access to your usual gym or your gym equipment, but simply walking, 30 minutes, you know, it's important to try to do that and try to keep up the activity. So I think, you know, taking your meds, eating mindfully and not overindulging and keeping active.
It's a really good point that you raise within the midst of that important narrative, Dr. Bullock-Palmer. The holidays can really bust people's routines, can it?
Absolutely. Yeah, especially when you're traveling out of town, right?
Yeah, exactly. Or eating too much and then not exercising. Right. That usually probably happens. And I know some people, if they felt like they cheated or did something, they make sure they work out. But it could also send you the other way, where you're eating too much and not doing the workouts that you typically do.
Exactly.
Anything you want to share in closing?
I think, you know, it's just important for, as we end the year and we look to start a new year, I think, you know, just being, making sure that you put your health first. You know, I think it's such a busy time. It's a stressful time for a lot of people. And it's very important not to forget about your health, you know, and making sure to put your health first, especially if we start a new year. For those who are smoking, thinking of kicking the habit, trying, for those who should be a little bit more active, trying to start that new chapter as the new year 2024 starts.
Dr. Renee Bullock-Palmer, always an honor to present you. You really imparted a lot of important information. The topic this half hour on Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents has been holiday heart syndrome. And again, to make an appointment on the web, demanddeborah.org. To schedule an appointment by phone, to speak with a staff member, 609-621-2080. You can do it either way. Both work perfect. 609-621-2080 or demanddeborah.org. Dr. Bullock-Palmer, until we meet again, happy holidays.
Thank you so much, Harry, and happy holidays to you and yours.
You're the best. Talk to you soon.